Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
Hello, listeners, my old friends.
We've come to talk to you again.
Episode 15, coming at you straight from El Diablo's nutsack. It is hot in Seattle.
Hot. Hot pocket.
Oh my God. Like Buster Poindexter hot.
Yeah, it's
Holy crap.
Crap. Drop it like it's hot.
Yeah, I mean, for you people in Texas and Arizona, yeah, we know.
It's fat, pretty hot. It's not tempting.
It's like 90 degrees here, which for us is really hot because nothing is air conditioned.
No. But next week. When our sound dampener from ADR is gone, I will have an air conditioning unit in there.
Oh, well, who do you have to thank for that?
You, Andy.
Oh, hey, look at that. So we have a special guest today.
We do.
I think we do.
There she is.
Hi.
And who are you?
My name is Darlene, and thank you so much for having me.
On the podcast.
Right.
Sorry, we're a little blue here. We're also rated R, so you can say fuck, shit, piss, whatever you want.
We're a little blue. We're also rated R. Scott's definitely a little blue.
I am. I'm sad. It's too hot.
Right.
I'm sad because it's hot.
It's too hot to whack it, so Scott is really angry.
Okay. Yeah. Really? When we have a guest, we don't even talk about that one. It's just you and I. Now that Darlene's here, we're talking about me whacking it. And it's too hot.
All right. Well, okay. So.
Can't take you anywhere.
Darlene, where would our fans know you from?
I'm a huge fan of all things Zoe. Is that what you mean?
No. Where would our fans, or those listening to our podcast, where would they know you from?
White Center.
Chop Socky Boom, perhaps?
Oh,
okay,
right.
I'm gonna let me drop her microphone a little bit.
Apologies.
Sorry, Mike Ott. Enjoy some sounds.
For your listening pleasure.
Come on,
Jesus, your grip is really okay. I guess the heat's not affecting it because you just clamped that son of a bitch on there. Unscrew this now. Please. Oh. It helps if you turn it the right way. Shut up, Scott. I'm not an audio engineer.
No. Neither am I. But we play one on TV.
Oh, it's hot.
There, is that better?
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. And
you're
it
very
has
welcome.
Been entertaining watching the awesome.
Where?
So
see,
now
we
I'm
do a podcast, we miss the awesome.
So now I'm coming into you from this ear. Oh.
And I'm coming into you. That sounded so wrong. My apologies to whatever ear this is.
Oh, it's no worse than a Dave Matthews lyric. So.
A whole new world.
No! First of all, I'm pretty sure that's not Dave Matthews.
No, but I just wanted a song that was wrong.
Oh, that's not even Matthew Sweet. And I need to get back in the arms. Shut up. All right. So should we start with questions or should we start with topics?
It's the heat, folks.
It's the humidity. It's not the heat. It's the humility.
Yes.
So should we start with topics or should we start with questions today? Even though Robin's question is, I'm thinking up my question for this week. Gold star.
Stay tuned. We're staying tuned. Guess it's going to be next week.
Winky smiley. Stay tuned, winky smiley.
I've also heard that referred to as the sarcastic smile.
Oh, so it's a demoticon.
Yes.
Gotcha. Let's start with topics. First of all,
sure.
Why aren't you guys buying Fracken Epic? Seriously.
Why?
It's in the name. This thing is so awesome. Pre-order, please.
And if you're not going to, please just help us fix Facebook because it's fucked up and it doesn't promote anything if we put tags in it.
So right. If you're just listening to this, if you don't want to get the RPG, if you're a person that doesn't play those games, that's great. We're not judging you. But please.
I'm judging you.
Post it. Tweet it. Do whatever. Because Facebook is now broken. And if you do certain things, it doesn't get anywhere.
Mark Zuckerberg, if you're listening, fix
fuck
it.
Fuck you.
I was going a little nicer on that.
I'm not. You're a Asperger. As what's he got?
He doesn't have Asperger's, dude. He's just socially, a dick.
Okay, he's a dick. Fuck you. Fix it, you piece of shit. Wow. I don't have very strong feelings about this, by the way.
Please don't kick us off of Facebook. Well, you know what? Actually, do. I mean, yeah, we'd get so much more done.
We would get way oh more hits being kicked off of Facebook.
So, Fracken Epic, you guys really, really, really should check this out. Do we have anything from the... We haven't recorded anything yet because we haven't hit the goals.
We haven't hit the goals, so we haven't recorded anything. But Bo just got the proof today. There's a picture of it on the Facebooks, and it looks
fuck
beautiful.
Fuck you, Facebook. Proof is
Facebook.
Awesome. It is seriously. The proof is great. Surprisingly, not in the pudding. Most of Bo's things are.
Especially in this heat.
Yeah. Oh, God. There are two D's in that word you're thinking of, and that's gross. So, Fracken Epic.
Yeah, that broke it.
So we have another thing to shill. And I don't care about shilling at this point because seriously, this is the only way I'm going to get paid. This is the only way.
Yeah, all five of you listening, we're going to shill to you.
We're going to shill to you. Zoe Phase 2. So get onto Facebook or onto ZombieOrpheus.com or onto YouTube looking up Zombie Orpheus Entertainment and look for the videos about Zoe Phase 2. Give them a watch because... This is like super, super important if we and they are going to keep making content on the regular.
Yeah.
So.
Well, even at this point at all, because there's rumblings about the,
it'll
you know.
Well, they'll still, they, we, whatever, we'll still keep making content. It's just, it'll be between day jobs, which means 4 years between major tentpole productions.
Yes.
And that nobody wants that.
So elevator pitch. What
elevator
is phase
pitch.
Phase two.
So don't press the basement. What's it? Oh, gotcha. This is Buzz. This
elevator.
Is Buzz terms.
Yeah.
Oh, if I got 30 seconds in an elevator, I'm just going to be like, bitch, phase two, knife to the throat.
Okay, I'm sorry. Here, let me take over because I was in marketing. Okay, I built websites.
Dude, seriously. No,
so
prostitution is not marketing. It's not.
It's called escort service.
Oh, right.
And I only go to dinner with people.
Okay.
Or events.
What you choose to let them eat is negotiable. Gotcha. All right.
Son of a bitch. So the pitch is that instead of having massive Kickstarter campaigns where we've got to run up and do stuff...
We hate doing stuff.
We hate
Scott does not like doing stuff.
I don't like doing stuff. I don't like working. This is a very simple subscription-based service. So you join the Zoe community and spend $10 per month. And
what do you get for that $10 per month, Scott?
Well, the $10 per month gets you access to all of the Zoe site and some special features and other things that we are working on.
Negotiable.
Presenting to you as downloads and other such stuff. As we increase the number of subscribers,
right,
thereby the number of the monthly earnings, we are able to add goals like the Demon Hunters RPG or
there's the Journey Quest 3 script.
Yeah, Journey Quest 3 script.
There's Rude Mechanical. And then at the magic number, 1,000 subscriptions.
Okay.
Magic number. This is important. 1,000 subscriptions. Physical merch shipped to every member every 4 months.
And how much does that cost me every month again?
$10 a month.
Okay. So regardless of what I do or when I start, I'm paying $10 a month.
Well, you do have to be a member for 4 months because otherwise we just have... But
right.
Yes.
But once I'm
once
on...
Once you're on...
I'm just supporting...
You're just supporting...
At a grand total of 120 a year... For the price of three Starbucks lattes per month, I can support people doing. That's pretty cool.
Right.
That was way more than 30 seconds.
So
I was bad at marketing.
Basically, what we're looking at is three times a year, you will get physical merch. That merch, the more people we have, the bigger it gets. Conceivably, if we get enough subscribers, the physical merch you get every 3 months, or every 4 months rather,
is worth more than
your entire subscription.
Do you have an example? Like what would come in the mail?
So we don't have a real example yet because we haven't decided on the first merch stretch goal yet. We're gonna potentially discuss what our first one is, put that up, and hopefully drive some subscriptions off of it. It could be t-shirts, it could be DVDs, it could be minis, modules, books, Scott's phlegm. It could be in a bottle. Well, the bottle, that's a 1,500 subscriber thing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it just comes in the envelope. All right, there's two subscribers who now get Scott's phlegm. So, yeah, we've got a lot of options, essentially, for physical merchandise. And, you know, part of it is also going to be after the very first one, because the first one we have to kind of decide on and pitch. Subscribers will get to vote on merchandise, potentially. To sort of form what they get. Subscribers get a voice as to what shows get funding. They get a voice as to what shows get picked up that are external to us currently. So it's really cool. It's a powerful, powerful fan-driven model. And it's only powerful at mass. If we're not at, and it's a very, very minimal mass. It's 1,000 people.
Yeah.
We have 4,000 people who backed
Gamers 3.
So 1,000 people paying $10 a month gets us critical mass where we can start doing all of these little things that we've been trying to get off the ground forever. One of my favorite stretch goals is I might be tipping my hand on this. I might be spoiling a stretch goal, but I don't care.
Okay, there's only 5 people listening.
All 5 of you keep your mouth shut. So the stretch goal that I'm excited about is the pilot fund, where we produce a pilot for Zoe shows. And then those pilots basically go to the subscribers to vote on which one gets produced. So, say, Demon Hunter's IOTA initiative with Christian Doyle at the helm, essentially, is one of the pilots we want to shoot.
So we could say, with that as an example,
right,
we would give everyone Humans in Households, Natural One, mm-hmm. and IOTA initiative and say, here's the three
right.
with pilots produced. Right. Which one do you want to see done? And they would vote on that.
And then we would fund the script. And we would fund the production, and we would run a web series based on that vote. So, and that's I really want to cool. see IOTA Initiative built. So,
yes.
I really want to see that show.
The other thing that it does that I don't know if everyone's necessarily aware of, but some of us have quit jobs, literally,
I quit a job.
On poor. The hope that all of this comes through because.
Ain't
we
too proud
need
to beg.
To have people that are
I
more
ain't
than
too
Ben.
Too proud to beg.
I'm not too proud to beg, and Ben doesn't listen to this, so I can talk about him. But Ben is it. Ben runs everything and tries to do everything and has done a wonderful job to date of trying his best to manage all of that. But if we're going to go to the next level, if we want to produce what the fans have asked us to produce and said that they want to produce.
Right.
We need to have people like Andy, like myself,
I need to have
and
people
other
like
people
me.
That are going to be there to help Ben offset all of that. Have people like Rennie, who are very good at managing all of these various entities and projects at once.
Right.
Being able to make sure that things are taken care of instead of one-off and, okay, all we can worry about right now is Hands of Fate because we're doing this and we're doing this and then we're doing this and then all of a sudden, boom. What are we doing next?
How are we going to fund what we're doing next? How am I going to eat? Well, I don't need to eat, but how am I going to feed my kids? Not to an alligator.
Right.
Because I've got that part down. I can feed my kids to an alligator, no problem.
But don't dangle them out of a window.
No, no.
By their foot.
No.
The media frowns on that. Feeding them directly to the alligator, totally okay.
I did name my son is named Duvet, and my daughter is named Throw Pillow. So, see how that worked? Because he named his kid Blanket. I'm sure if he were born now, it'd be Snuggy, but he named his fucking kid Blanket. Probably shouldn't say fucking kid when we're talking about Michael Jackson.
I was...
Allegedly. Why are your speakers on and so loud?
I don't know, because you were spiking out the mic.
Spike the mic. Spike the mic, right. So, yeah, Zoe Phase 2, very, 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 very important to very many of us. In that this is kind of it.
And did I hear correctly that one of the first shows up would be season 3 for Journey Quest?
So at 500 subscribers, we can afford to give Matt the time he needs to write the third season. So we've heard some people talk negatively about this, like we're holding third season hostage. We're not. We literally do not have the money to support Matt writing it. So it's not holding it hostage. This is production. And, you know, a couple of other, you know, most of the reactions have been very positive, but a couple of the negative ones, I'm just going to address them. I don't think pussyfooting around them is worthwhile. So, the first one we're holding Journey Quest season 3 hostage. Absolutely incorrect. We need to fund writing the script because Matt is unable to take the time he needs to write the script. It would be another 3 years, essentially, of him taking time on his weekends and evenings, breaking it up. It's really hard to write like that. You really need to just be sat down and to be focused on a script of that magnitude. So we need to pay him so he's able to do that. We need to pay the production company. That's one of the other negative things I've been hearing is, well, I only really care about Journey Quest. I don't want to fund Zoe. I want to fund Journey Quest. Mm-hmm. Journey Quest doesn't happen without Zoe. Mm-hmm. So most production companies make shit tons of money by shoving ads down your throat. We don't do ads.
Ad free.
We don't sell our content. So we don't only give you our content through sales channels. So in order to support ourselves, we need our fans to somehow give us money. DVD sales are dead. DVDs just don't make a lot of sense anymore.
No.
So
except to collect them.
To collect them, right. Them. Exactly. And that's great. And that's why I love DVDs. But, okay, so we're not putting out Blu-ray because it's prohibitively expensive. It's ridiculously expensive to put out Blu-ray unless you are Universal, unless you are Sony, unless your company owns the ability to put out a Blu-ray. It is really expensive to get a Blu-ray pressed. So,
but we can give you a digital download that's in 1080p.
Exactly. So DVDs are dead to me because they're dead to me. We're going to go to Thanksgiving. I'm going to just right in front of our parents.
You're dead to me. We said that same time
kinda,
again.
Kind of unison. Right there. Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Hey! So,
stop it.
Now the DVDs are essentially defunct as anything but tokens, really. You get them to hold on to the movie, to have a signature, to loan. I mean, that's still a valid use of a DVD. Unless you're using the Xbox One. Just kidding, they fixed that. we've got people screaming in this neighborhood.
You can hear that? I have to live with it every day. Yells for her cat from her porch.
It's a cat.
Half a block away.
It's a cat, lady. It's not going to come. So. Anyway. So.
Crazy town.
Additionally, we choose not to monetize through other means that are really fan restrictive normally.
Yeah.
Getting funding from third parties means we produce what they want. Getting funding from our fans means we produce what our fans want. If you have went to see a lot of recent movies, you'll see they make three kinds, essentially.
Yes.
Like the way the heroes work, the buddies. Anyway, they make three kinds of movies. Go to Crack, look it up. It's a good article. So if we want to do something different, something interesting, something new, we have to be fan supported because nobody will give us money if they think they can't get money back on it. With fan support, your money goes directly into production. The only thing that we have to give back is the physical reward side of things and entertainment.
And we've proven we don't make money.
Yeah, we don't at all.
Project in, project out. Money in, money out.
To be a little transparent on this, to give you an idea, if we get...
That would be translucent.
A little bit transparent would be translucent. Fuck you.
I got the word, Smith.
Sorry, don't fuck you. Refruct you. Mother refructor. So to give you an idea, transparency, fully out everything on the table. If we get funded fully, like if we hit our major, major goal where we can bring everyone in, I will be making around, before tax, $36,000 a year. Working full time, we're talking 12-hour days because I love doing this. So
what were you making at Microsoft again?
I was making, with bonuses, around $125,000 a year.
So a quarter
mm-hmm.
of what you were making.
Yep. And I've got kids to pay for, and I've got, you know, my car to pay for, only for another few months, hopefully. But I mean, I've got a lot of bills. I you know.
Anybody want a Subaru or a Saab? We each have one to sell.
Or how about a Saabaru? We could crash them into each other.
We could.
You could have the first Saabaru.
Ever.
Two Saabarus. Or one really big one, is what I'm saying. That's where I'm getting at. Like a limo. Mondo Saabaru. Die Saabaru.
We could have a Saabaru and a...
That doesn't work.
Subabob.
Subabob. A blah, blah, blah. So, this really is near and dear to us in that, you know, the time frame on which we're able to make stuff and the quality of that which we do make is going to be, it's going to be harder to deliver good stuff quickly.
Yes.
If we don't get funded or if we don't get some type of subscription model that works in place. And then the last piece that a lot of people have brought up is this sounds like a pyramid scheme. It does sound like a pyramid scheme at first hearing.
No, it sounds like a gym membership. That's all it is.
Well, it does sound like a gym membership, except if the gym came in and worked you out once every 4 months, where you actually get what you're paying for once every 4 months, then it would be like a gym membership.
Okay.
This isn't a set it and forget it and we'll forget about you thing. This is definitely... So if we have 100 subscribers, those 100 subscribers get whatever we can fund at 100 subscriptions. If we have 10,000 subscribers, those 10,000 subscribers get whatever we can fund at that level of subscription. So the more people we have subscribing, the better it is for everybody. The difference between a pyramid scheme and this is a pyramid scheme rewards upwards. So you're first.
If you're not first in,
you're screwed. This way, as long as you've been in for 4 months, you get the rewards, period. You don't get more if you are higher on the pyramid because there isn't a pyramid.
So this is like a Great Wall of China scheme. Everything's flat.
This is the flattest pyramid ever.
Okay.
Right.
There is one level. It's the pyramid exactly. I would build.
Exactly, because he's lazy and doesn't like working.
Exactly.
No stairs.
No. Unless we could fund them.
No stairs.
Moving sidewalk,
yes.
Moving sidewalk in. Stairs out. Gotcha. So, I hope that puts some of your concerns at rest. And hopefully we're going to be doing some pushes. We have to get physical rewards out to the Gamers 3 Kickstarter backers. Once we do that, we're...
And we have them. We've just been trying to get...
We want the most signatures on these things that we can get. So if you're listening and you're a Gamers 3 backer, we have your awards. This isn't a situation where we're like trying to get money to make up what we don't have. We've got them. Everything's already printed and ready to go. Even the postage is already paid for.
Yes.
But we want you to have every signature you can. My signature on a disc, which I could have done months ago and just sent them all out, that's not cool. I mean, just Andy. Like, oh, who the hell is this guy? You know, we could have had a bum sign him. Just went down like
yeah.
some tent
your
city
Jen
guy.
Page today. Sign him.
But no, we want to get you real signatures by real people, and we want to get as many of them as possible. And we're working on that. I think we've got one signature left. The elusive, the hard to find Brian Lewis.
Yes, because he keeps moving.
Yes, well, he is, yeah.
And I know, because I'm not just an actor. I'm a backer, too, so I'm waiting for my shit.
Long, slender neck.
Sitting in my living room.
He hides in the grass.
Yes.
And then Scott, like a puma or leopard, pounces and makes him sign, then kills him.
Good eats. That jawbone is the best
loin of Lewis.
So also, the other thing that would help is, get the word out, tweet it, Facebook it. If you know anyone who has a following,
a podcast, a blog,
introduce them to this.
A
direct
blogcast,
them to us. We would love to talk to them. We would love to get
a TV
show. Someone, BJ Shea, Will Wheaton, Vince Vaughn.
I will pass on Vince Vaughn.
I won't. I know. John Favreau.
If John
people know people.
If we can get this mentioned in the next Iron Man movie, what I'm saying.
It would be perfect.
That would be awesome.
But that's the only way any of this stuff works anymore is if you find
if you
that
know
one
Nathan
place,
Fillion. Because
Neil
I know
Patrick Harris.
People will do anything. Or George Takei.
George, sure.
If he will tweet or retweet. Not Neil Gaiman, because he's kind of like saturated at this point.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, will you retweet my colonoscopy photo? Yeah, sure. Only Britisher. Yes, of course. You know, he'll totally retweet anybody's anything. But that's fine. I love Neil Gaiman. If you can get us retweeted by Neil Gaiman, that's good.
Yes.
That's good. Let's do it. So, to sum up, please, please, please get the word out as much as you can. If you subscribe. If you can't subscribe, get the word out. If you can subscribe, get the word out, because it benefits you. It behooves you to have the most. Once you're a subscriber, the more subscribers we have, the better. So, yeah, are we using you? Yep. Don't care. You guys are awesome. You are word of mouth for us.
Are you getting more from us than we are from you? Fuck yes.
That is true.
So technically you're using us to use you. It's meta. It's what we do here, people. It's
I will
meta.
Ring. If you want Scott's blood, sweat, and tears, I am two-thirds of the way there with just the shirt he's wearing right now. I will squeeze that out into an envelope for you. Just help us get the word out.
Hell, I'll give you the whole shirt. That's the kind of guy I am.
It's true.
The shirt off my back with the blood, sweat,
back.
And tears. And so, I'm not going to tell you which two of the three are already there.
Semen. So, moving on, we should probably talk about Chop Socky Boom, since we have a Chop Socky Boomer.
We should.
Is it a Chop Socky Boomer?
Boomer works.
Is it like sometimes a baby boomer?
Ninja, but we'll take Boomer as well.
That sounds racist.
Ninja does?
A little bit.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just, this is
how Ninja, please.
Yeah. Yeah, huh, now I got to think about that. I got to take it back to the cast and let them vote on the matter.
Oh, democracy at work.
I just.
So next year.
We have a 400-year-old assassin at work, and he said that's our word, so we're going to let that slide.
That's not for you.
I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing Ninja back. Not really.
No.
I'd say it's never been gone, but Michael Bay sure tried to get rid of it.
Oh, man, that's just sad.
Cry in your cereal. Michael Bay is the devil.
So what is going on? I've heard all sorts of neat, wonderful little things of new snippets and things and stuff. And please.
Yeah. Well, first off, I do want to just take this chance to thank both of you who have been huge supporters for us, but also the entire Zoe community, because everybody has been incredibly kind to us from the very beginning. Ben actually endorsed the show just on principle alone way back when. And from that moment, we have greatly appreciated all of the continued help. So we are thrilled. Again, thanks to Zoe, we were successful with the Kickstarter back. Yay! I know, right? And we hit a tiny snag. We were heading into pre-production last fall when one of our main cast members got pulled away for Family Matters.
Mm.
That's a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Family Matters?
I would totally go on that show.
For right? You got to do it.
Is that the Urkel
when,
show?
When Family Matters calls, you got to go.
No, I'm serious. Is that the Urkel show?
I can't remember.
Let's go with yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. That's
yeah.
the one with Urkel with the high pants.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
We'll take that. Although I do want to go back to your podcast. Sorry, this is a digression. From last week when you were discussing Jerry. Is it Bruckheimer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's alive.
Yeah, he's alive.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Who's the one that died?
I don't know.
I'm telling you,
it was
Scott.
One of the big guys that died.
Yes.
Yeah, not, but it wasn't him.
No,
Tony
not,
Scott died.
I know. This
he's
was
got that whole,
I mean, 4 years like, before that.
Oh.
It's whoever did the... Hmm?
Sorry. He's very busy. He can't go away right now. Bruckheimer.
Right.
Kubrick yeah. died.
No, it's one of the big action people that was in bed with the tree with the lightning bolt. With Bruckheimer, whoever was with him back in the day, 10 years ago, that guy died.
Maybe one of your five listeners could research that for you.
Seth? This falls to you, Linkmaster General.
Oh, God. I bet you're regretting that title now. By the way, we only have two mics, so this is going to happen a lot.
Yeah. This is the trippy psychedelic podcast.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks for making that work.
Totally trippy and psychedelic.
It's a good thing that Chop Socky Boom is not an athletic show, because we would then be athletic supporters.
Oh.
See, I was gonna make that joke, but I figured everyone who's like seen Grease, or like everyone who's old enough to get it, has already seen Grease.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Grease. Rydell High, if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Right.
Not Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
But
I just like watching you tug your beard a lot.
I'm nervous because I don't have a mic.
Would you like this one back?
I have a tick because I don't... Oh, no.
No.
Oh,
it's good. He needs to grow.
I need to learn my place? Yeah, right.
No.
Okay.
You know where that is already.
Back to the cupboard. Off I go.
Anyway, Chop Socky Boom, please.
Sure, yeah, thank you. So the other half of Chop Socky Boom is Heath Ward. He's the one who makes the show pretty and keeps us all running. And I will share with you, just because of that digression, he explained to me once the difference between his brain and my brain, which I don't know if this will be helpful to you, but because of the way my brain is, it's probably where we're going. He's like pizza, like a piece of pizza, right? You take a bite and you get it all and you're done. There can be a lot of stuff in there. There's cheese and there's crust and there's pepperoni, but you get it all in one bite.
Right.
And I'm more like the spaghetti. I start and you got to follow me and follow the noodle and follow it around. And then eventually you get to the meatball.
Ah.
Yeah. So.
So you're saying just follow the noodle all the way down until you get to the meatball. Darlene.
I got to think about
thank you.
This.
You are part of the podcast now.
Yep.
You're officially part of the podcast.
Oh, my goodness. All right. I'll be a little more careful. So,
no.
But it's
no.
hard. It's hard because of the noodle.
No, the noodle's hard. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because we hit the meatball.
Yeah. Right.
There's only one meatball.
That's sad. My goodness.
Not really sad.
So, anyway.
Just different.
Yeah. Let's noodle past the IMDb and back to the Chop Socky.
Right. Yes.
So, the very exciting news is that things are going as well as they can for our cast member that we lost for a year.
Good.
And we are scheduled to film in September and October.
Woo!
Yay!
Yeah, so we are beyond excited. There are Chop Socky rehearsals actually in progress. Cliff Lee handles our martial arts, and he's got several exciting ideas in store. In addition, because we like to keep ourselves out of trouble, three of the characters have started their own sideshow. Silly little thing called Boom 60.
Oh, that's what I heard. Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. You get and the 60 so, seconds to...
Right. So Max, who is an aspiring filmmaker, he wants to be a director like his Uncle Trick. And Scotty, who is an aspiring reviewer. And Paige, who is an aspiring celebrity in the show, have joined forces to bring you all that's booming in 60 seconds. So sometimes it's a movie, sometimes it's a game, sometimes it's another web series. Tonight, midnight, they're dropping a summer classic. Well, actually, it's not. It's a holiday classic, but we've decided it should have been a summer blockbuster. Die Hard.
Nice.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, right. So we're hoping it'll catch on. We're hoping our Boom 60 will expose it to the world. Yeah.
Lovely. Yeah. Well, it can only hope.
Right. Yes.
That it will get some exposure hope. Other than on my VHS tape.
Hope eternal.
Oh.
And who are the actors?
Oh, yeah. So it's Jen Page, Jay Irwin, and Brandon Ryan.
Excellent.
Yes. And it ranges, you know, they review pop rocks and fainting goats and whatever they feel like talking about. So
perfect. All right. Yes. I would talk about pop rocks too, but that's a different podcast.
You're thinking of crack. You're thinking of crack. You just back away. You're thinking of crack.
It's not what I was thinking of. I was going back to spaghetti.
Well, I'm standing behind you, so it's what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
All right.
Son of a bitch, did it again.
So, Chopsocky Boom, check it out if you haven't. I'm sure all five of you have, but...
By the way, nowhere, anywhere did Darlene blush through any of that. I think we did. And she's wearing a very smart hat. I'm about to steal.
It's the Stephen Hawking of hat. Stephen Hawking of hats. Stephen Hatking. A Brief History of Headwear.
Oh. Yeah. I'm going to talk about the other word later. Never mind.
I just hope it's not the word I'm thinking of.
No, we coined a phrase at Sean O'Connor's birthday last night.
Jesus. Okay.
And I am not going to let that one out while Darlene's here. I'm sorry.
We actually...
She may still have some small amount of respect left for me.
You need me to cover my ears?
Earmuffs, darling?
Yeah.
Earmuffs.
Yeah. Here, do you want these with the cord coming out of them? Would you like those earbuffs?
So you can hear it even louder. Yeah. Nice. Aaron was actually at a burlesque, and they coined a term that was pretty cool. It was... what was it? It had something to do with semen and glitter kitty titties. Glitter semen kitty titties. That's what it was. Glitter semen kitty titties. To give you an idea.
Okay, not nearly that bad.
This is a Harry Potter based burlesque that Aaron designed a costume for.
Darlene is trying to ponder this picture together.
It was the old groundskeeper and his cat was this part of the burlesque. So glitter semen kitty titties. That happened. That's a real thing.
Okay. Well, someone was commenting on
Oculo embarrassment.
Someone else's body parts.
Boy parts or girl parts?
It will become apparent when I say the word.
Okay.
And they were saying that it was magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
So we just shortened it to, that's just magnificent. See what I did there? Let it sink in.
Did it come out at the party? Is that the thing?
No.
No.
It was today was Pride Parade.
Yes, it was indeed.
So there were a lot of very diverse individuals at said party.
By the way, congratulations, America, on finally not being
no doma
fucking idiots. And
everybody is equal, finally, ish. Yeah. Not really, we're getting there.
It's only been in the preamble for what, like ever?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not geologically or cosmically. Probably still not in there if you're going statistically, given the margin of error. Neil deGrasse Tyson, let us know. Dude, I'm just saying, like 30 billion years is a long time.
It is a long time, so, and it's but a blip on that timeline.
But a blip, but a boom. But a blip.
But we're done blipping,
yeah,
and we're back to flipping. I don't know.
I don't know.
I have no idea
what that means. So, questions. Should we move on to questions?
Yeah, we should. All right. Get us the fuck out of this trap.
Rival guy, whose name I know but cannot mention for I may summon him, asks, why wasn't Scott at the screening on Tuesday? The screening he's talking about is the Balligan movie night where Chopsocky Boom played.
Thank you.
100 Hours played. which is what Scott and Couch Continuum played.
I don't want to wait for our lives to be over.
That one, right?
Somehow his version makes me cry.
It's because I'm naked on a toilet.
It hurts my ears and my heart like bacon.
Trying to do the John Wayne thing. Robert Waiter. Wait.
So.
What was I doing on Tuesday? Why wasn't I there?
I don't know. Probably looking at magnificent. Yeah. So.
No, there was a reason I wasn't there because Connor was asking about it and I had something.
Connor.
He's so dreamy.
He's a knave of farts. He is talented.
Don't say that. He's if he hears talented. It, it just...
if he hears it, we'll have to pay for him. What are you doing? We also want to be able to pay for Connor Marks, so we face two.
Very subtle.
I'm good at subtle.
It'll be subliminal.
I'm fucking awesome at subtle, Scott.
If you play this podcast backwards, you will hear Zoe Phase 2. Zoe Phase 2. Frackin' epic.
Paul is dead. Paul is dead. Again, you're all too young, and I know, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, there's
so,
that.
Anyway, you can't remember what you were doing on a Tuesday night?
No.
So, Scott.
It was something.
He was obviously drinking scotch. Scott has
hold it. Scotch might have been involved.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which is why I can't remember.
It was a Tuesday. A balmy Tuesday. You were making your way from your local...
Scotchery.
Vaginery.
Which would be my cabinet downstairs.
From now on, brothels. Vaginaries. That's that word that's patented. Support Zoe Phase 2.
Vaginaries?
I'll open source it. Vaginaries. Creative Commons Vaginary. I guess we're talking about my
Vegas
mom again.
Will not be the same.
No. You can't patent that poon. Yes, you can.
Yeah.
So, we don't know. This is a mystery, Rival. I'm sorry. We don't know why he wasn't there. But we know a lot of people were asking.
If I had my calendar, if Andy would let me use the computer while we were podcasting, I could probably look
no,
it up.
No, please. Give us more feedback noise from your phone next to this sound equipment. This is a great idea. What have you got? We're actually live broadcasting Skrillex to you right now. Because Scott's using his phone next to the mic.
Oh, I know why. Jesus Christ on a cracker.
Oh, he was at Mass.
No. Someone who watch over me.
Oh, yeah.
We had our first read-through.
That's right.
That's what Tuesday was.
That's valid.
Yeah, I was working.
So, screw you, Rival.
We'll talk about that later when it gets closer after...
We'll talk about screwing Rival later. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean... Okay, someone will watch over me.
Right. The next project thing.
Right, right. More confrontational theater, I assume?
Yes.
Booyah.
With Brian Lewis and Christian Doyle.
Oh, I learned about a new band today, by the way.
Did you?
Bowflex. B-E-A-U-F-L-E-X-X. I think there might be a third X in there. I'm not sure. Bowflex. So we were driving home from dropping my kids off in Pendleton, like I do.
Mm-hmm.
And
did we get the blankets?
We get the blankets in Pendleton?
Pendleton blankets.
I don't know. All I get there are like stares from weird rodeo people.
Oh, okay.
So, driving back from there, there was a music festival at the Gorge, Paradiso 2013. Don't know. Thought there were just a bunch of really weird religious people on the road. Whatever. No, it's a music. It's like a concert. And I looked it up. Don't know anybody on there. Nobody. Like, it's just tons of bands that I am too old to.
Except even, now we're going to follow Bowflex.
Yeah, we're going to follow Bowflex.
We're going to find out
fucking
who that is.
We're going to follow Bowflex. Bowflex and Trolley Snatcher is one of the other ones. Trolley Snatcher. Can I get a huh?
Magnificent.
Magnificent. So, anyway, Bowflex.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's fracking epic.
Plug. So. Another question we have from Trampas Johnson.
By the way, we haven't mentioned this lately. It's fucking hot in here.
Wicked hat.
Wicked hat. Oh, God.
Not from Boston.
Fucking, It's balls hot in here. It's wicked hot. So, Trampus Johnson.
Oh, yes.
Not to be confused with the Krampus.
No.
Because he only puts hookers into his bag and beats them with reeds.
Yep.
Not bad children.
Nope.
I wonder if you have a bad child who turns into a hooker, does Trampus and Krampus, do they fight over? Does that happen? Is that a thing?
Only if it's Trampus's daughter that turned into a hooker, I think.
I don't think you can talk about Trampus's daughter turning into a hooker.
No, because I don't think he has a daughter yet.
Hmm.
At least I hope not.
He probably has yours, Scott. So he asks, what experiences do we have with technology that was either obsoleted, bypassed, or lost a format war?
Oh.
I'm going to go ahead and start this one. Betamax. Mine's one of the newer losers. Okay. So we'll go backwards in time. I have probably 60 HD DVDs.
Oh, snap.
Fuck you, Xbox. They took the player capability out. I have the player. The most, like, one of the more recent updates took out the ability to play them entirely. I have 60 coasters. I have Das Übermensch kommt zurück. No, I mean Superman Returns. I have the Donner Cut. I'm thinking about Superman right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I still want to go. I haven't seen it yet.
You still haven't seen it?
Shut up. So
I thought that's where you went to movie night.
Don't tell me what to do.
I'm not. I thought that's what movie night was this last week.
Just because you're a leather daddy doesn't make you my daddy. So I've
got... Do you hear that, Bo?
Well, geez, really? Caddyshack. I've got... National Lampoon's Vacation, European Vacation, Christmas Vacation. I've got all of the original, or I'm sorry, all of the, well, okay. I've
Animal
got,
House?
I do have Animal House on HD DVD. I do.
Awesome.
No, it's not awesome. I've got The Matrix and then these two other things that they put in to keep it from rattling around in the box. I've got, like, I've just got tons of movies on HD DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead. Some of them I've replaced on Blu-ray, like Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead. Now, some of you are asking why, I'm sure. Why would you go for a technology that's obviously inferior? Because it was. It was inferior to Blu-ray. We knew Blu-ray held more data, and it's because HD DVD was releasing collector content
mm-hmm.
on their HD DVDs. From the beginning, they were releasing Criterion-level collector content, behind the scenes, alternate takes, gag reels, lots of commentaries, all this great stuff. Blu-ray, when they first released, were just the movies.
Yes, I remember that.
They were $10 more than HD DVD, and it was just the fucking movie. Nothing else.
Nope.
Maybe you got a commentary track, and it was the janitor, and he just wandered into the room, and he's like, I don't know, what the fuck are these guys doing? I don't know. Because I assume they're
trying to clean up here.
It's full of vomit and heroin in here. I don't even. Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you people? So that was a commentary track you got. Maybe. Probably not. You got trailers. That's what you got. That was your special feature.
Ooh, trailers.
So you could buy more shit from them.
Just like on rentals now.
So.
Don't get me fucking started.
Blu-ray. But why did Blu-ray win? Because usually porn decides the winning format.
Yes.
And porn went with HD DVD to begin with. For those of you who don't know, Power Tool Massacre, first porn HD DVD. I have that one too. So, they killed not a single Power Tool.
And now we can't see it.
Now we can't see it. Okay, thank you, HD DVD, for dying so that we can't see that piece of shit. I have Slither on HD DVD. Oh my God, I forgot about that. Slither, dude. Slither.
Okay.
I have that Project Greenlight thing with Jason Mewes in it too that I can't remember off the top of my head. Anyway.
Okay, so format.
Usually porn, and that's true.
It right, yeah. The format war. It's how I learned how to make websites.
Around, this time around, first-person shooters decided the format war because the PlayStation integration totally is what won it.
Oh.
PlayStation 3 integration won the format war because it was the cheapest Blu-ray player you could buy. It was the cheapest
DVD player, right.
too. I mean, everything was $1,000 to $1,600, and the PlayStation came out at $699.
Mm-hmm.
And you can play Blu-ray.
Yep.
Congratulations, you win. Fucking Sony.
But to turn around and take the ability to play it away from the Xbox. Now, did they have regular HD DVD players?
that maybe we can scrounge around somewhere and find?
They even had, LG had a combo. You could play Blu-ray or HD DVD. But you can probably find them somewhere. The problem is, like, even the software players now that you can get. So, like, if you have an HD DVD combo drive, still can't fucking play them because the software players don't support it anymore. I think you have to... WinDVD 7 was the last one to support it. So, awesome. So, I've got a stack... And I can't get rid of them because they are collector pieces. I've got one, Harry Potter 1 through 5. It came in a little trunk, like a little steamer trunk. Had a bunch of, like, fucking tchotchke in there. There was, like... all sorts of little bookmarks and shit. Really cool. Really cool. Can't fucking play it. So yes, I have been on the losing side. Let's talk about Laserdiscs, Scott.
Let's. I just want to go back and clarify one statement that I made, not thinking about what I was saying. So I didn't look at porn sites to learn how to build web pages. Just for clarification. Porn sites had all the cool JavaScript and PHP before all that crap was cool. So you would go, oh, that was a really cool navigation trick. Look at the code, because I read it for the articles, and would figure out how to make that work for my non-porn websites. And that's how I learned to reverse engineer a whole lot of different languages.
I learned how to reverse engineer some stuff from there too.
So I just wanted to clarify that. Now, on to Laserdiscs.
On to Laserdiscs.
The superior quality of digital formatted video presented to the world.
Four cathode ray displays. Let's be honest. Four cathode ray displays.
Yes. The size of an LP. Those of you at home, look that up. It stands for long play. I think we've covered that. It's what your parents used to cut their weed on.
Because you used to have to cut weed. Yes. You used to have to pick the seeds out of that shit.
Just saying. Oh, the old days. Yeah. So I got, because I'm a nerd, I got the Star Wars, the only good digital cut of the Star Wars. The Star Wars.
You should go on the Google and look up the Laserdisc, the Star Wars.
The Star Wars, yes. I was going to say the Laserdisc Star Wars.
Yes,
I know. But anyway, so I bought them.
Yeah, because they're fucking amazing.
I found them and I bought them.
Amazing.
Ask me if I had a Laserdisc player.
Do I have to ask? Because I know the answer, because you wouldn't have asked the question. Did you have a Laserdisc player, Scott?
No, I didn't.
Did you have one after you bought them?
No, I didn't.
Do you have one now?
Because my cousin, who graduated from the U of Dub.
The U of the Dub.
The U of Dub. had... a roommate who had a Laserdisc player who was leaving and left it behind and said, do you really need this? Because my cousin does, Scott, because he's got Star Wars Laserdiscs.
Was he leaving or was he dying of old age? Let's be honest. He's leaving it behind in his
wing. It was a hospice wing. It was an old age, Andy. Wait. We just don't talk about it. He just
graduated.
No, not my cousin.
But he's in a hospice wing with his roommate.
He worked there.
We call it roommate. All right.
Did he work there?
Your colostomate? They sent him to a farm.
He went to go work on the farm.
Did you tell him about the rabbits at least?
Yes. Okay. Told him don't pet them too hard.
Gotcha.
So I had that. I also had, this is really going to go back. Betamax.
Betamax is good.
So had the, again, far superior
now,
format.
Wait. Betamax lost in the U.S. Let's clarify that. Australia used Betamax for a long time. They also used Amiga for a long time, and Amiga was a superior computer at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Far superior. Like, amazing. Like, ran fucking, Shadow of the Beast back when PCs were like 16 colors. It was running Shadow of the Beast at 256. That game's amazing.
Okay.
Amiga rocks.
All I remember was...
Losing format. Yeah.
Darlene, do you have any losing formats or format losses or something you backed and then...
Just get in there and tell us.
Pry into that ear hole and just let her fly.
Yeah, I don't know if it's an exact fit, but we'll spaghetti it. As a small child, my job was to rewind the reel-to-reel. It was my pastime.
That's kind of badass.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and... my father was always at one end of the house, and the reel-to-reel, like, it had its own bedroom because it's the only place it would fit because these things were huge.
Yes, they
and
were.
And I would be sent across the house to try to rewind to the exact spot to get, you know, the song he wanted to hear again.
This is so Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, it really was.
I mean, yeah, that's Marcellus Wallace shit right there.
Yeah. And, you know, I have to say, like, this whole mashup craze that all the kids are into nowadays, we had mashups way back in the day because by the time that thing snagged 32 times, you know, you'd end up with Elvis cut with the Beatles, cut with Johnny Cash. So just so you could actually get through 3 minutes of music. Yeah.
Yeah. And you could string them. You would buy smaller reels.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would string those on. So if you wanted the whole Harry Belafonte collection, not that we had that or nothing, you would cut all that together and throw it on a big long reel and listen to hours of crystal clear, high fidelity.
Not that. Not what you just did.
Right.
Right.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah. So not surprised that it went away, but sad to see it go.
Yes. I remember when I was buying CDs and my dad said, those things are going to go the way of the 8-track.
Which they kind of did. Thank you, MP3.
Yeah, but it took a long time.
Oh, people are still buying them too. Hicks.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, like, you know, and the people who ripped the very first.
Look at what's behind the dragon, Andy. Spools of CD writables.
That's different. I'm talking CDs. Like, go buy the jewel case, wrapped up, has your band note.
Those went out of style way before music on CDs did. We had thumb drives that could hold more than that.
Yeah. Some festivals still want you to send a fucking disc, though.
Really?
Truth.
Yeah, because why? Because, you know, I understand it, though. I think I get it. They want you to send it on a physical disc because 20% are damaged and they don't have to look at them.
Interesting.
Theory. Conspiracy theory. Conspired.
So bubble wrap the shit out of your submissions and fuck their 20% failure rate.
Bubble wrap your submissives. Gotcha. What are we talking about? So other formats that lost...
I love you.
I
my heart cries a little bit every time we do this.
Let's go through video game. I had a Game Gear, lost. I had a Dreamcast, lost. I had an N64, I lost for having that. I know people love it. I don't fucking care. I hated GoldenEye. It sucks. I'm sorry. End of story. That game fucking sucks. You're wrong. You're all wrong. The Golden Gun shit, you're wrong.
Nathan Rice.
Dinosaur Killer, fuck that shit. I hated the N64. It was a pile of crap. So I feel like I lost. But yeah, I mean, basically I ended
up... What about the SNES?
That was a winner.
Yeah. See what I did there? I actually knew a console gaming system.
Right.
That wasn't Xbox or PlayStation or Wii.
I preferred Master System. Lost. I preferred Genesis. Competed. They kind of lived on. I had a WonderSwan. Handheld, gone. Neo Geo Pocket, gone.
Oh, I remember those.
I had
an Atari 2600. That was the last and only. Yeah.
The 7800 was kind of a loser, but the 2600 was a winner.
That was the last and only console game I ever had.
Until
I got an Xbox.
Right. Where's that Xbox, Scott?
Thank you, Andy.
No, where is it?
It's
sitting in a crate. Waiting for my big
new TV.
TV.
My big, big.
The John Holmes of flat screens.
Epic!
It's huge and it is coked to the gills, is what I'm getting at.
And my parents are bringing it, so that should be interesting.
Yeah. In a Volkswagen.
Hey, they can do it on IKEA.
That's true. That was a good commercial.
It was.
An old commercial. You remember the old Comedy Central commercials?
With, like, no, I don't, because I'm not that old, Andy. Quit making old references in my direction.
Sorry. Hey, were those on the Nickelodeon? Okay. But Scott remembers
you
when Nickelodeon...
You damn Muppets!
Scott remembers when Nickelodeon was a machine, not a channel. So,
quick, pull up a good picture of that, Seth. I want a good picture of a Nickelodeon for people to understand.
And what did the Nickelodeon usher in? Moving porn. You could.
I was going to say the pachinko game.
Well,
but
that too. No. The pachinko game, no.
So quick to follow and yet so quick to rebuff.
The Nickelodeon ushered in a bunch of a bunch of chain-smoking Japanese men crying into steel balls, which is what Transformers 3 should have been called. So, anyway, other formats that have lost that I've backed. Oh, well, right now I've got FireWire stuff. Or no, sorry, not FireWire, Thunderbolt stuff. I don't think it's going to lose.
No, because FireWire did.
FireWire lost? Not if you're running Mac.
Mac stopped supporting it.
No, they have converters now from Thunderbolt to FireWire, FireWire to Thunderbolt.
Oh.
So they just basically they replaced the ports, but they're all now they can sell you the port that should have been on your fucking machine for $40.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Windows That's Phone is very that. Likely going to be a losing tech.
No!
But I love that. Backing the hell out of that.
Yep. Not switching.
Yeah.
My iPhone became an iPod.
Yep. So, I guess that's about it. If I was a gun guy, I'm sure I would have supported something or be able to talk about it. I was using the long 9.3 millimeter.
My black powder rifle gave way to the Glock 9.
No, come on. Again, that's Desert a tried Eagle and true special. Technology. Yeah, the I don't know. Deagles kind of, they died. Like, for because, you know. It's collateral damage is pretty high if you can punch through Excuse two me. Houses and a car.
Talking about collateral damage, I'm just going to say, Last Stand. Watch it.
Okay.
Schwarzenegger actually does a decent job. And Johnny Knoxville is fucking hilarious.
This is how I felt about The Rundown.
It's a worthless movie that has no redeeming value whatsoever.
This is how I felt about The Rundown.
But it's good. And my favorite line is Schwarzenegger comes crashing through a wooden door and glass into the cafe. And they're like, Sheriff, what's the matter? Schwarzenegger stands up and goes, I'm getting old.
He probably remembers Reel to Reel.
He used to put them on the barbells when he was bench pressing. Because they were heavy.
Put a 10 megabyte hard drive on the end there. Like what were those, like 15 pounds or something back in the day?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
Took up entire rooms.
I supported ZipScript BBSs for a while. They used Zip Graphic Protocol. I supported Kermit.
I supported Turtle Graphics.
Turtle Graphics? You mean Turbo Graphics?
16?
No, Turtle Graph. Oh, Turtle, like FD-20, pen up, pen down. Yeah. Now, see, Michael Bay should reboot that. Teenage Mutant Ninja
Turtle Graphics. Graphics. Yeah.
It was called Logo, by the way.
You might understand that. Okay.
Yeah. Seth, Logo.
Darlene, any words of wisdom before we
sign off for this
hot You're doing game? Yoga poses through all of this. This has been awesome.
This is like Berkham for you. It's like free hot yoga because it's a billion degrees up here.
I have just been studying the masters, just learning through the watching and the listening.
She mispronounced bastards again.
I know.
And the ear holes have been soaking it all up. So thank you,
Scott Ames, getting
for the opportunity.
Right there, dead
no
center.
No problem. When you do your podcast, hopefully you can be as filthy as us.
I will aspire. Thank
and,
you.
Wonderful. And if not, just have us on and we'll be filthy for you.
Quick fix.
There you go. So, as always, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
If you're listening.
Please come on our podcast and tell us how to turn down the fucking sun.
Yes, please. I need some thermonuclear detonation to go on.
Oh, God.
Bring back the ice age.
Yeah.
No, there's no such thing as global warming 90 degrees in June in the Pacific Northwest.
Is this the Pliocene or no, this is my ball sticker right now. That's the current era. Right to my leg.
This is not a good look. Sorry.
No. It's like a 5-year old with
working on my wife beater look, and it's sort of the Urkel of wife beaters.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand that reference.
It's an A shirt. It's a B. Urkel.
I'll have to rent some Family Matters.
Okay,
on
here,
Betamax.
Just a sec. I got the shorts for it.
Oh, God.
So you have Urkel.
That's more like
this might be biblically inappropriate.
It's more like Drago.
But Urkel would have his they're long enough. Urkel would have his pants up here and his and
no,
he had
I
the
know,
glasses and he had the high
Did
waters.
Did I do that? No, I get it.
And so
Michael
so then
Jai White.
I took.
Right? It's Michael Jai White. Is that right?
No.
No. Michael Jai White's the guy who did Afro Samurai. Or not Afro Samurai. Yeah, Afro Samurai.
Sure.
And
Spawn?
Yeah, Spawn. That's Michael Jai White. What is Urkel's real name? Why can't I remember it?
I don't know. Weird, coke glass, bespectacled
yeah,
young
weird
man.
Yeah, coked out guy. Gotcha.
Coked out, yeah. So I was just pulling up the wife beater and it was getting stuck on the sweaty belly.
Oh, God. It's not that you have an Audi. It's that you have an Audi that's hooked down like an eagle claw. That's what bothers me.
That's not my belly button.
Oh, dear God. Glitter semen kitty titties.